SpaceX to acquire Cursor, challenging OpenAI's grip on AI coding tools. SpaceX has agreed to a $10 billion commercial partnership with Cursor, the AI-assisted coding platform, with a potential full acquisition valued at $60 billion, a move that positions Elon Musk's aerospace and technology conglomerate as a direct combatant against Anthropic and OpenAI in the fastest-growing segment of enterprise software development. The deal, announced April 21, 2026, grants Cursor access to xAI's Colossus training infrastructure, described by SpaceX as housing a million H100 equivalent compute units. Cursor's statement on the arrangement confirmed that its team will leverage that infrastructure to scale model training efforts that had previously been constrained by compute availability. The company noted that its Composer model had scaled reinforcement learning by more than 20 times in its 1.5 iteration, and that Composer 2 achieved what it called frontier-level performance at a fraction of the cost of other models. Each step up in compute, Cursor said, had translated into meaningfully more capable models. SpaceX AI and Cursor are now working closely together to create the world's best coding and knowledge work AI, the company said in a joint statement posted to the SpaceX social account on April 21, 2026. The combination of Cursor's leading product and distribution to expert software engineers with SpaceX's million H100 equivalent Colossus training supercomputer will accelerate that goal. The announcement lands at the precise moment when enterprise AI is consolidating around a handful of vertically integrated stacks. Google Cloud Chief Executive Thomas Kurian, speaking at Google Cloud Next in Las Vegas on April 22, 2026, declared that the experimental phase is behind us and that enterprise AI must now run on a unified stack. SpaceX, through this transaction, is assembling exactly such a stack: rockets at the infrastructure layer, Starlink for connectivity, xAI for foundation models, and now Cursor for the developer tooling layer where engineers spend their working hours. Deal structure: $10 billion commercial partnership with an option path to a $60 billion full acquisition. Terms governing the conversion mechanism were not disclosed. SpaceX absorbs Cursor 2 months after folding in xAI and X. The Cursor announcement follows SpaceX's absorption of xAI, which includes the platform formerly known as Twitter, just 2 months prior. That prior transaction gave SpaceX ownership of Colossus, the training supercomputer now at the center of the Cursor compute agreement. The sequencing matters. SpaceX first acquired the infrastructure, then struck a deal with the application layer company that most needs it. Cursor has been one of the earliest and most widely adopted AI coding environments, particularly among software engineers building on Mac. It was among the first platforms to integrate large language model AI directly into the application development process. Its user base consists primarily of professional developers, a cohort that skews toward high willingness to pay and strong network effects. The competitive context is explicit. SpaceX and Cursor named their targets Anthropic's Claude Code and OpenAI's Codex. Both are agentic coding products from the two most capitalized private AI companies in the world. Anthropic raised at a valuation that placed it among the highest valued private technology companies. OpenAI's most recent capital raises have been extensively covered across institutional markets. Cursor, now backed by Colossus Compute and SpaceX's distribution reach, enters the competition with a compute advantage that neither Anthropic nor OpenAI can replicate inside a third-party developer tool. Our view, the $60 billion acquisition ceiling is the number institutional investors should anchor to. At $10 billion for a commercial partnership alone, the implied option premium for the full acquisition is $50 billion. If SpaceX exercises that option, it will rank among the largest pure-play AI software acquisitions on record. The closest recent comp in developer tooling was GitHub's acquisition by Microsoft in 2018 at $7.5 billion, a transaction that, adjusted for current AI valuations, looks modest by comparison. The compute bottleneck was the business risk. Colossus removes it. Cursor's own statement identified the constraint with precision. "We've wanted to push our training efforts much further, but we've been bottlenecked by compute." That sentence is the investment thesis in 8 words. Cursor had progressed through 3 model generations in under 6 months: Composer, Composer 1.5 with more than 20 times the reinforcement learning scale, and Composer 2 with continued pre-training. The trajectory of improvement was steep. The ceiling was compute access, not algorithmic capability. The Colossus infrastructure dissolves that ceiling. With 1 million H100 equivalent units, SpaceX gives Cursor a training environment that rivals or exceeds what most frontier AI labs operate. Moonshot AI's Kimi K2.6, released April 20, 2026, was built to 1 trillion parameters and uses multi-head latent attention and 384 specialized expert networks to reduce hardware requirements per inference. That model reportedly outperformed GPT-5.4 and Claude Opus 4.6 on the HLE full benchmark, scoring 54 against Opus 4.6S53 and GPT-5.4S52.1. The benchmarking arms race is accelerating globally. Cursor, with Colossus behind it, now has the compute to compete in that race. The implication for institutional capital, compute access is the durable moat in AI application development. Companies that own or have guaranteed access to training infrastructure will compound their model quality advantages faster than those dependent on third-party cloud providers at market rates. Anthropic's MCP vulnerability opens a security flank at the worst possible moment. Cursor's competitive position received an unintended boost from a separate development. On April 20, 2026, cybersecurity researchers at Ox Security published findings identifying a critical design vulnerability in Anthropic's Model Context Protocol, the architecture that Claude Code depends on for tool integration. Ox Security researchers Moshe Simon Tove Bustin, Mustafa Nemni, Nir Zadik, and Roni Bar documented a flaw enabling arbitrary command execution on any system running a vulnerable MCP implementation. The vulnerability grants attackers direct access to sensitive user data, internal databases, API keys, and chat histories. The systemic weakness is embedded in Anthropic's official MCP software development kit across Python, TypeScript, Java, and Rust implementations, affecting more than 7,000 publicly accessible servers and software packages totaling more than 150 million downloads. Ox Security documented 11 CVEs across popular AI frameworks including Light LLM, LangChain, LangFlow, Flowwise, and Leda AI. One CVE, specifically CVE 2025-54136, names Cursor itself as affected, though Cursor's exposure is as a downstream integrator, not the originating architecture. Anthropic has declined to modify the protocol's architecture, characterizing the behavior as expected. The implication: enterprise security and compliance teams evaluating agentic coding tools now have documented grounds to question MCP-dependent deployments. Cursor, operating its own model stack with a differentiated protocol approach, can position itself as the architecturally cleaner alternative in enterprise sales cycles. Source: Ox Security, as reported by the Hacker News, April 20, 2026. Google's unified stack play sets the competitive frame for all of this. Google Cloud's announcements on April 22, 2026 establish the strategic context into which the SpaceX Cursor deal lands. Kurian's declaration that enterprise AI must move to a unified stack is precisely the architecture SpaceX is now building. Google launched the Gemini Enterprise Agent platform and a new Gemini Enterprise application, the latter designed to transform AI from an isolated tool into a collaborative autonomous engineer for enterprise workflows. Google also unveiled two new tensor processing units, the TPU-8T, optimized for training, and the TPU-8i, optimized for inference with a larger key-value cache for text generation acceleration. Google Cloud Chief Technologist for AI Infrastructure Amin Vahdat said the TPU-8T can turn months of training into weeks. Three companies are now assembling vertically integrated AI stacks for enterprise developers: Google, Gemini plus TPU plus Cloud, Anthropic, Claude Code plus MCP plus Partner Cloud, and SpaceX via xAI, Colossus Plus, Cursor Plus Starlink. Apple remains a variable. The 9to5 Mac report noted that Apple will unveil iOS 27, macOS 27, and a new suite of Google Gemini-powered Apple Intelligence features at WWDC 2026 on June 8. Apple already supports agentic coding in Xcode. Investment positioning: the SpaceX Cursor deal is not a standalone event. It is the third leg of a vertical integration strategy that began with xAI, extended to X, and now reaches into developer tooling. For institutional capital, the key variables are: the $10 billion payment establishes a floor for Cursor's standalone value. The $60 billion acquisition ceiling implies a 6x step up, which SpaceX would only exercise if Cursor's model performance post-Colossus access materially widened the gap against Anthropic and OpenAI. The six-month timeline from Composer to Composer 2, with each compute step translating to measurable capability gains, suggests SpaceX will have enough data to make that decision within 12 to 18 months. For investors already positioned in enterprise AI software, the Anthropic MCP vulnerability introduces a security discount that should be priced into any valuation model for Claude Code-dependent deployments. The 150 million download exposure is not a theoretical risk. It is a documented, partially unpatched attack surface. The Plaquemium view: the market is reading the SpaceX Cursor deal as a compute story. It is actually a distribution story with compute as the enabler. Cursor's asset is not its current models. Its models are good and improving, but Anthropic and OpenAI have model quality advantages today. Cursor's asset is its installed base of expert software engineers, the cohort who adopted AI coding tools earliest and who will determine enterprise procurement decisions. That distribution to high-value, technically sophisticated users is extraordinarily difficult to replicate. GitHub took years to build it organically. Cursor built it by being first with a differentiated product. SpaceX understands this. The $10 billion payment is not for Cursor's current revenue or its current models. It buys the right to feed Colossus Compute into a model stack that already has distribution to the exact engineers who will train, fine-tune, and deploy the next generation of enterprise AI agents. The second-order effect the market is missing: SpaceX is building the developer ecosystem for SpaceX AI. If Cursor becomes the IDE of choice for engineers building on xAI's model APIs, SpaceX captures both the tooling revenue and the upstream API consumption. The GitHub Azure flywheel, where Microsoft's acquisition of GitHub drove Azure consumption, is the clearest precedent. GitHub was acquired in 2018 for $7.5 billion. Azure's developer-adjacent cloud revenue grew substantially in every subsequent year. SpaceX is attempting the same flywheel at AI-era valuations. The Anthropic MCP vulnerability accelerates the timeline. Every month that the architecture flaw remains unpatched, enterprise compliance teams move closer to requiring alternatives. Cursor, with its own model stack and no structural dependence on MCP, is positioned to absorb that displacement. Watch the Composer 3 release. If post-Colossus training produces a model that benchmarks above Claude Code and Codex in head-to-head agentic coding evaluations, SpaceX will exercise the $60 billion acquisition option. That outcome is now more likely than the market's current framing of this deal as a tentative partnership suggests. The bottom line: SpaceX has paid $10 billion to remove the constraint that was capping Cursor's model quality, and reserve the right to acquire the company outright for $60 billion. The deal consolidates compute, model training, and developer distribution into a single entity competing directly against Anthropic and OpenAI. The Anthropic MCP security vulnerability, affecting more than 150 million downloads across 7,000 servers, introduces enterprise risk for the primary competitor at the worst possible time. Google's April 22 announcements confirm that the race to own the enterprise AI stack is no longer experimental. Capital should follow the compute. The institutions best positioned are those with exposure to vertically integrated AI stacks where owned infrastructure translates directly into model quality compounding. SpaceX, now spanning rockets to reinforcement learning, is building the most unusual of those stacks. The $60 billion number tells you how much they think it is worth.